This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair with another edition of Issues of the Environment. The city of Ann Arbor last year made some big decisions when it comes to dealing with climate change. It declared a formal climate emergency late last year. It has previously mandated that municipal operations be fully powered by renewable energy sources by the year 2035. With the emergency declared in effect, it amended that to make the entirety of the city to be 100% carbon neutral by the year 2030. So what can we expect to happen in 2020 and moving forward through the next decade? That's why our guest is here today. Missy Stoltz is Sustainability and Innovations Manager in Ann Arbor, and thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks for having me, Dave. I'm delighted to be here.
Why, in your estimation, did it become necessary for the city to shift the dialogue from climate change to climate emergency?
It's a great question, and I think it comes down to a number of different points. One is the impacts that we're experiencing in Ann Arbor have grown, and they're growing around the entire world, and we can see that whether that's the wildfires that struck last year in California and the devastating impacts that those had and ricocheting kind of through the electric system, and of course human health, impacts of sea level rise that are becoming more and more visceral, whether that's the reality that more people are literally migrating from their homes to other parts of the world because of things like water shortages and drought or wildfires or rising seas. The moment is a unique moment. And so we are in this window that kind of necessitated a transition from taking action on climate change as part of kind of a nice feel-good approach to making it really central to the work that we do. Really, that emergency moment, when you have an emergency, it necessitates action. And I think our community agrees we're sort of in that moment where it's really time to start acting.
Well, let's talk about some of the action. As I mentioned, the city had already committed to achieving 100% renewable energy use for municipal operations by 2035, and that, by all accounts, was an extremely ambitious goal, right?
That's fair. That's fair to say, yeah.
And so now council commits to net zero carbon emissions for the entire city by 2030. Any fear on your part that it is an overly ambitious goal?
Sure. I think there are different approaches when you're kind of doing any work. You can have the moonshot approach, which says this is what both science is telling us needs to happen and also what we think as leaders in this space we want to aspire for. We want to be figuring out how this is possible so others can do it. We want to be creating good green jobs and techniques that are transferable to other places. And so we took the moonshot approach. We said, okay, this is going to be really, really hard. I mean, this is ambitious. This is aspirational. This is tough. But let's try. Let's give it everything we've got and see if we can achieve that. Because if we do, that helps everyone else in the state and the region move forward. The other approach is that you figure out what's possible today, and then you set a goal based on that. And both of those approaches are absolutely fine. We are just in a moment where I think our elected leaders and our public are sort of saying, we want to lead. We really want to be inspired, and we want to figure this out. And so we went aspiration.
You know, it wasn't that many years ago we were having a similar conversation when Ann Arbor was developing and putting to work its climate action plan. Does it surprise you how that plan has changed over what is relatively a few years?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it's surprising because the world has changed in many ways. Technologies have just taken off. You know, a decade ago, thinking about investing in wind and solar was a very different economic case, right? You really weren't doing it for the economics. You were doing it because you cared deeply about either energy independence or you cared about renewable energy. Today, those are the most competitive energy sources on the market. So technology has just completely transformed our landscape. Then there's the science. I mean, in what we're living, it's not just projections of what's going to happen in the future. Ann Arbor's already experienced a 44% increase in annual precipitation over the last 30 years. I mean, we're already experiencing impacts. How are we managing that water? Like, we're having to rethink how we design our systems, how we operate our systems because of the impacts we're already experiencing. And I think that knowledge and realization sort of moved the equation, moved the dialogue faster than people thought. And then the last thing is just being adaptive, being what's working, what's not working, and having an appetite to scale up is something our community and our elected leaders have really embraced. So it's surprising and not surprising at the same time, if that makes any sense.
Issues of the environment in our conversation with Ann Arbor Sustainability and Innovations Manager Missy Stoltz continues on 89.1 WEMU. As you mentioned, we're already seeing the tangible evidence of climate crisis in place right within the confines of Ann Arbor, and the forecast for the decades ahead include increases in temperatures anywhere from 3 to 7 degrees. Is not impermeable surfaces and concrete roads and buildings a part of why we see increasing temperatures, particularly in downtown Ann Arbor?
Yeah, so that what we're thinking about as you frame kind of our physical infrastructure is the urban heat island.
Right.
And that's just this reality that dark surfaces are capturing more of that radiant energy, and then they emit them over the course of the day. But it is not what we're talking about when we're actually talking about climate-related impacts. We have weather stations throughout the town, so we're able to kind of take the noise of the urban heat island out, and then we're able to differentiate what is actually fundamental shifts in our long-term climate that are associated with climate change.
But we still do need to address this as an issue. You've already mentioned infrastructure and what do we do with all the water. What needs to become the process for planning new development and perhaps retrofitting existing structures to ensure the goals remain attainable? How much do we have to change the downtown area from what it is today?
Great question. So what I want to say is we are actively in the planning phase for carbon neutrality right now. So anyone listening, we want your input and your ideas, and you can participate through a20.org. We're running a number of different surveys. We're doing dozens of public events to talk to different stakeholders and capture their ideas. So what I'm going to share now are just some of the ideas that are emerging. We're not yet committed to these being the final ideas that are part of our carbon neutrality strategy. But the things that intuitively you're building towards are we need to have net zero energy buildings. We need to have buildings, energy-positive buildings that we're building, where their contribution, they're actually contributing green energy to the grid. They're built incredibly efficient. They're breathable for sure, but the materials being used in them are perhaps repurposed. They have renewable energy sources, be that geothermal or solar on their site. We need to be thinking about land use. Transportation emissions are a not insignificant portion of the emissions. Globally, they're 50% of emissions. Here in Ann Arbor right now, they're around 20% of emissions, and that's just because we have a stronger public transit system than many other places. But we need to be thinking about land use. How are we making places far more accessible for walking and biking or micro-mobility? And that means everything from really having some tough conversations about density in strategic areas.
89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment continues as we explore Ann Arbor's energy and sustainability plans with Missy Stoltz. Missy is the city's Sustainability and Innovations Manager. Now, the city administrator is to put forth to City Council by Earth Day of this year the plan that will help the city achieve carbon neutrality. What do you see as the barriers to getting that plan in place in such a short period of time?
Your last word, time, is the thing that is the hardest to work for. So this resolution was passed by City Council on November 4th, and then we launched the A20 carbon neutrality work on November 13th. So we have effectively until March 30th to prepare the plan and present it to Council. So that gives us 4.5 months to do all of the work needed. The other part is just continuing to get feedback and to be able to digest that feedback. So we are trying to be incredibly intentional about working with our community to get their ideas and their support into this process. And that means working with lots of folks in the community. And so we have an intentional engagement strategy that includes having separate city events where we're actually going to different stakeholders, but also working with our 55 partner organizations because they're trusted entities in our community to get the word out and to get feedback into the A20 process.
Well, I'm sure that you are more than familiar with the notion that major change comes with major costs. And there are most certainly concerns among some council members and out in the community on what this commitment is going to mean to the city's bottom line. Has there been any kind of initial cost analysis of achieving carbon neutrality by 2030?
That is part of the analysis that we're going to be moving into in February. What we're trying to do right now is really understand what actions are being recommended, and then from there we'll be able to do a deep analysis of the cost of those various actions. Right now it's a little cart before the horse to be able to put a number out. Some of the things that are going to come through, I can pretty much guarantee, are going to be policy changes. Some will be local, many will be at the state level, and those will have a very low to no dollar figure associated with them. Some of them will be physical infrastructure changes, and those will have higher dollar values. So we have to really see what comes out of this process, be authentic to the public engagement process that we've set up before we can we can give a number, but not just the cost, also how are we going to pay for those costs? Is that philanthropic dollars? Where is that existing city revenue and reprioritization of our budget? Where is that new sources of revenue? So we're doing that analysis.
Obviously, the 10-year plan from this point moving forward is total carbon neutrality. Can you honestly tell the residents of Ann Arbor we're going to hit the goal?
Oh, I have to be an optimist. We're going to do everything we can to hit that goal. Do I think it's possible? I do. I think it depends on if our public has appetite for doing everything we can locally and then potentially leaving space for some carbon offsets until we can close that gap. I think we can do that.
And as you mentioned there, it's going to take a lot of community engagement and people working with one another. There will be a series of community events, I assume, moving forward as we approach the Earth Day release of the plan and then beyond that to implementation.
You are 100% correct. We are scheduling events every day. We've already hosted 2 to 3 dozen at this point, kind of getting feedback into the process. Anyone who wants to see what events are emerging, please go to a20.org. We have an events page, and you can see all of the events that are currently scheduled. Check it frequently because they're being updated. And then mark your calendars. February 27th, we're having a large town hall in which we'll be kind of doing a pitch fest for the different ideas that are kind of final candidates for carbon neutrality, and we'll have an opportunity for members of the public to vote. If you can't make February 22nd, don't worry. We have a public survey that'll be live as well, so you can participate remotely, and then the events, additional events we'll have in February will also give our public a chance to engage with that topic.
That is Missy Stultz, who serves as the City of Ann Arbor Sustainability and Innovations Manager. And again, if you need any of the information she's been discussing, we'll have all the links available to you on our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.